seated. John chapter 14, verse 3. He says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." And Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me." Let me read that again. "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." What dwells within does the work. What dwells within does the work. And it's just about the same thing with us. "Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world." They could have received so much more from Jesus. They could have had so much more from Jesus because they were trying to get to the Father. "Lord, show us the Father," expecting the Father to come out of the clouds or to do something. "Yeah, Lord, make it manifest. We want to see maybe what Moses saw or something." And Jesus said, "Look, when you look at me, you've seen the Father." He said, "For the things that I'm saying to you, these are not my words. And the works that I do, listen, the one that abides on the inside of me, he does the work." The spirit of the Antichrist denies that Christ comes in the flesh. Amen. Christ, the anointing. They're going to deny that God will live in the hearts of men. They want to tell you that you're not a supernatural creature, that you're not a new thing in Jesus Christ. But the Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, behold, he is a new creature. Amen. All things are made new." You're not the same thing. Something's happened on the inside of you. You got a life called the Zoe life of God abiding on the inside of you. You're a strange and peculiar people. Amen. You're supernatural beings. You're alive in Christ. You're no longer dead. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is dwelling and abiding on the inside of you. It's just not figuratively, it's literally. Same one that walked the streets in Jerusalem. Same one that met the woman at the well. No less. Not just his philosophy. Not just his memory. You know, when people, our relatives die, people say, "Oh, they'll always be with you." No, they're not. Glory to God. You know, "Oh, they'll always be with you." It's not the same thing. When he said he'd be with us and in us, he meant it. And all we got to do is acknowledge, you know what? All you got to do is speak what really is. And he'll start to manifest. He was trying to get them to say the same thing. God is right here. We believe that the kingdom of God is here. Y'all remember that song? We believe that the kingdom of God is here within you. You remember that song? Jesus Christ is alive and well on the inside of the believer. Amen. It's that revelation. Amen. "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." God's ready to manifest himself through you. If we'd humble ourselves, God would exalt himself within us and start to do the things that he said he would do. So say, no less. If the Father was in Jesus, he said, "Listen, I'll be in you." How many of you are ready to start to believe what Jesus said? Amen. "Believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake." How many works has God got to do in order for you to believe that he's on the inside? What more does he have to do to let you know, hey, I'm still here? Before you start to realize that Jesus is in your midst, the Lord working with him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Now that sounds real strange, doesn't it? Right here he says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? In verse 10, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. So who's doing the works? The Father. Who's doing the works? The now, right down here, he says, now listen, in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these. How many are ready to get over to greater works? How many want to go over to the season of greater works? Outside, he says, if you believe on Jesus, you know what? Our faith doesn't have to be, can God do this? Our faith has got to be, is he here? Because if he's here, he can do it. Amen? He's an ever-present help in time of trouble. But before he can be a help, he's got to be ever-present. As soon as the church starts to realize that we're not in this thing by ourselves, that Jesus is right here. He said he's here through the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of the individual. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So say, he'll do it. Say, he'll do it. Say it one more time. God will do it. If he's not doing it, there's a reason. So say, if. Some say, if. See, you're not going to get over to the greater works until you can do this verse right here. You can scream till you're blue in the face, but nothing's going to happen. You know what? God's not going to do anything. He said, he'll do it if. Everybody shout out, if. He said, I will do it if ye love me, keep my commandments. I tell you what, great love demands greater works. A greater love demands a greater work. And if you get to the point to where you love God so much, you fall in love with God so much that you'll do whatever he tells you to do, whenever he tells you to do it, I tell you what, supernatural things will start to happen. For God so loved the world. Love started it, and I tell you what, love's going to finish it. And until we learn to express this love that God has and start to put back some of that love and devotion to God, we got to learn to fall in love with God again. Everybody say amen. Amen. There was one church in there, he said, listen, I have one thing against you. Do you think it's possible that God would ever have anything against you? We wonder why the things aren't happening like they were happening in the Bible like they should. Somebody say, wow, we've left something. I'm going to tell you, those early church disciples, they'd do anything God told them to do. And he said, go here, they'd go there. They were doing all, there were some dedicated, sold out people. They just decided they're going to follow God and fall in love with God. When you get people that are going to lay down their life for Jesus Christ, anything can happen. Somebody say, they had that kind of love. Somewhere along the line, the body of Christ has lost that love and devotion. So say one thing against you. You've lost the kind of love that causes you to obey. You need to fall in love with God so much there's nothing he won't ask you to do, you wouldn't do it. No place he wouldn't ask you to go, you wouldn't go. If God came here today and said, I want you to pack your bags and I want you over in Africa tomorrow, what, when, how? You know, and what am I going to get out of it? I want you to get up in the middle of the night and just pray. For who? None of your business. Just pray. How? When? What am I going to get out of it? Let's go to greater works. He said, when we start to walk in this spirit and we start to flow in this anointing, when we get over to the greater works and that love and keeping the commandments of God all throughout yourself, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul and all of your mind. Amen. All of those things, even your body. When God takes total control, some say the anointing of the Holy Ghost starts to call the shots. That's the commandment of God. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. See, there are certain things, that certain truths that God tries to put off on people, and you know what? Carnal mind can't receive it. You've got to be born again. You're not able, you know, it should be that when we start to talk about the things of God, there's only one message a sinner needs to understand. That's that Jesus loves them. They need to get saved. Other than that, they don't need to understand anything else, because the world cannot receive things of the Spirit. Right. Who said that? Did I say that? Jesus said it. But if you've been born again and you've been recreated, something's turning on the inside of you that you're able to spiritually discern what the Spirit of God's trying to say. The Holy Ghost is meant to do some stuff on you. It's meant to cause people to process things a little bit differently. God's going to be moving in a way, and everybody else going to be lost and not understanding what the Spirit of God's trying to say. But if you'd open your eyes and get into the Spirit of God, amen? Amen. See, people don't realize how important it is to have the Holy Spirit start to lead them and let them know what's going on. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from what? Free from what? How many want to be delivered from this place? You want to be delivered from captivity, delivered from bondage. Amen. You want to go on and be free in the Spirit. Escape even the things that are about to come. We don't have to be bound to this. This is not the best state for us. This is not what God intended. God intends for us to be worshiping him, to be by his side. There's a whole world out there. There's a spiritual realm out there that God's calling you to. It's real. How are we going to get there? How are we going to get over there? How are things going to happen? Somebody say, when we get the job done, we'll get out of here. Bible says you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free in every area. This world is not my home. God's got more for me than this. He's got more for you than this. We're not going to die. We're going to live forever, the Bible says. Amen. The Bible teaches this, and the Bible says those things. Amen. There's more to life than what you see in this natural realm. And there are so many people that are just stuck to it, bound to it. This is all they know. We're supposed to be floating in the Spirit. Amen. There are some supernatural things that God wants us to have. Don't you know we'll have glorified bodies when Jesus comes? We'll all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Change from mortal to immortality. That's what the Bible teaches. How are we going to get changed? How are we going to get changed? How are we going to get made new again in that moment, in the twinkling of an eye? Somebody say, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. God doesn't want to come like a thief in the night on us. Get in the Spirit of God so you know what time it is. Amen. So you be what God wants you to be. Body of Christ is ready to grow up. Amen. There have been some people, there have been some things loosed in the realm of the Spirit. Men of God are revealing things. Hallelujah. We ain't seen nothing yet. We're going to come into the truth of what God says and what God wants. And we'll no longer be bound to sickness. Somebody say, know the truth. We'll no longer be bound to poverty and separation and all this other stuff that the world's bound to. They couldn't even bind the men of God in prison. They prayed and they prayed all night long, and the prison doors were open. You'll know the truth. And once the truth is there, there's no way that anybody or anything will be able to hold you down. He who the Son sets free, glory to God, they're free indeed. Amen. There have been a lot of people that walk with God, then all of a sudden they were not. I'm talking about the rapture. Enoch walked with God one day. He was just walking with God, and he just got so close in the glory of God and so close in prayer, he just was gone. There was another prophet in the Bible, Elijah. Somebody say, Elijah didn't die. Glory to God. Elijah just walked with God. He got over. Somebody say, this is the age of the Elijah spirit. Amen. He just got so much truth, so much revelation. He got so far over in the realm of the Spirit, he just slipped on over. The Bible teaches that some of these things, there are people in the Bible that never died. They just went from this place to the next place. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Why? Because they walked with God. They had a realm in God. Amen. They weren't just like everybody else. They lived in the presence of God. What God said, do, they did. Amen. They were some powerful people. And I believe that's what kind of people God's going to raise up on a greater level in this last day. People that would walk with God like Enoch walked with God. On a greater level, because that was the Old Testament. Elijah was walking in that kind of anointing on the Old Testament. And here we got Jesus, God himself, living on the inside of us. What's going to happen when we just pick up 10% of the revelation that they had back then? With God on the inside of us. God wasn't on the inside of them in the Old Testament. He wasn't. No. He wasn't on the inside of them. Jesus came to live in the hearts in the New Testament. There's going to be a whole lot of people. If they just listen to God and walk with God, there'll be a whole lot of people caught away. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do. I believe people are going to get a revelation of this scripture and start to walk in this next season. Then all of a sudden they're going to be walking in such great anointing. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. They're going to be walking in such great anointing, and all of a sudden they're going to just start slipping over to the other side. Somebody say, I believe it's going to be one glorious meeting. Amen. They might just hold a convention someplace and everybody just get to shouting and get to praising God, and the thing just keeps going higher and higher and higher. And all of a sudden, gone. Amen. For the Lord shall appear in the clouds. Hallelujah. What kind of cloud? I believe it's a kind of glory in the air. The air means the spirit. You got to study the Bible with the Holy Ghost. Amen. See, there are a lot of figurative things in the spirit. There are a lot of, I believe it's the spirit. Some say he'll meet us in the air. Caught up to meet him. Some say we'll be caught up to meet him. Caught up to meet him. You remember that song? Caught up to meet him in the air. What air are they talking about? You going to fly around? You know that you got to get an airplane for the rapture and then jump out and then you got to, you know, catch it that way? No, I mean caught up to meet him in the spirit. You start getting in your devotional life. You start getting in your prayer life. Somebody say you're conditioning yourself. Somebody say, I'm just floating right now. Hold on, I'm not here anymore. John was caught up in the spirit. You know, he went over there. John the Revelator, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Somebody say hallelujah. And all of a sudden he heard a trumpet and God took him from where he was and took him over to the place that he should be. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, right here, spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth where? Where does God dwell? With you. And shall be where? In you. See, the ones that had a revelation of God being with them and in them were able to know him. And the world could not see him. You know, like when Jesus was about to go on the cross, they said, listen, he said, don't you know? He said, I have armies that you don't even know about. There are 10,000 angels that God would send to my rescue right now. Jesus saw what was on the inside of him. See, the world doesn't see the other side. Amen. They can't see in the realm of the spirit. But there are a lot of people that don't see Jesus on the inside. They don't have a revelation of God on the inside. They have a revelation of, you know, just a philosophy. They really do think that God is in me, but most of them, it's the same thing as if a relative would die and they're still with us with their memory and with their words. They've never left us. We won't forget you. Always be with us. That's most people. They say that they believe that God is on the inside, but that's really what they think. That's really what they think. Amen. We've got to believe what the Word of God says. Somebody say hallelujah. Revelation of God inside. God inside the believer. Amen. Separates us from the world. And that's where the greater works come. Now, I will not leave you. I will come to you yet a little while. You will see me no more. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye also live. I believe this is where you tell the real believers really are. No man can be saved but by Jesus. He is the door. And it's not believing in a philosophy and all this other stuff. It's knowing the person, relationship with Jesus Christ. Yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father. Notice that it said, at that day ye shall know that I'm in the Father. Do you think they, notice, say, you'll know. And also that same day that he'll be with the Father and all this other stuff, they said, you will see me. Seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. So say revelation. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will do what? And will do what? Manifest myself to him. Oh, we're so used to being dead. When somebody tells us about life, we act surprised. We're so used to being in religion and tradition. God is saying right here, listen, he will manifest himself to us. How many want to have God manifest himself? God spoke to us even before the revelation of some of these things even came to pass years ago. Say, God just wants to start to show up to people. Amen. Some people are going to have some divine appointments with God. And all you needed was a word to stand on. What does God want to do in this next season to come? Someone say, manifest himself. If you're not keeping his commandments and loving him with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all this other stuff, you're not going to get that kind of manifestation. I will manifest myself to him. And Judas saith unto him, not Judas Iscariot, Lord, how is it? Someone say, Lord. How is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. How many of you want to have the manifestation of God? Amen. But God's telling us ways that we can have the manifestation of God on the inside, and God's showing up. That we can walk the way this Bible says that we should be walking and be performing greater works. It's real easy. All you got to do to have that happen, it says right here in the Word. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. You got to love God. You got to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your body. You got to be sold out for Jesus, period. You can't be part-time sold out. You got to love God more than anything. And if you develop this love for God that you'll give him, or that you'll walk wherever he tells you to walk, sow whatever he tells you to sow, amen? Yeah. You'd only be able to do that because you love him. You'll start to get supernatural manifestations. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. Now, this is it real quick. This is how you can tell people. If you love me, what? Ye would rejoice, because I go unto the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to it comes to pass that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and haveth nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise. Somebody say, arise. And go forward. We're getting out of here. That's real scary, isn't it, when you hear people talk like that and really believe it? You know, we got to be around people like that. See, we haven't had the encouragement that God calls us to encourage ourselves. You need to get into a church where they're always talking about it, because in the New Testament, they always talked about it. He said, comfort yourself with these things. Amen? Comfort yourself talking about the coming of the Lord. Comfort yourself talking about the rapture. Jesus is coming. We're about to leave. Let's get ready for it. We don't talk about the end times a lot, but we have to warn you of these things so you do know. Why does God talk about love so much in the church? See, there are a lot of people going to hell, people. And people don't take their salvation seriously. We look at the happenings of the day, and it just goes off, and we refuse to grow in God. We refuse to change our prayer life. We refuse to change anything. We expect to stay the same. You know, some people are going to be in some sad shape. The Bible is coming to pass right in front of our eyes. Amen. People, you can't serve two masters. You will either love one or hate the other. So you can't serve two. I'm going to tell you what. If you're not loving God by loving others, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll love your brothers and sisters in Christ. If you can't get in agreement, see, agreement's going to be a powerful force in the days, months, and years to come. And in the last age, agreement is going to be unbelievable. It's like the Tower of Babel. See, the church in the last day, the Bible says they won't break right. Amen. There'll be such great love. They're going to return to first fruits and first love. They're going to return to that supernatural love, to where love's going to make the difference. There ain't going to be none of this stuff where we get along and be fighting, carrying on. No, you're going to have a supernatural love from God and get over some stuff. To make it. Why? Because that's how God's going to accomplish some things. Because you know what's going to happen in the world? Two forms of unity are going to happen. Two forms of unity are going to be happening. First, the church is going to come into unity. Amen. Then the world's going to come to some unified. They're going to start to get along. Hear him say, it's not going to be hard. And you know what? People are going to start to make decisions. Right here, you need to get these two verses. Revelation chapter 13. This is what the devil's trying to do right now. Right in front of your face, this is what the devil's... Turn on CNN and watch the news and check all this stuff out. All these religious wars and all this other stuff. You know what? There will be some form of peace come about. And they worship, Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. In where? And them that dwell where? And it was what? Some say given. See, people got a problem with giving. See, giving is a big issue. See, that's what people really get. When they believe in something, they sow into it. See, it won't be a big deal. People criticize church people because we go there, we give our lives, we give our devotion, we sow seeds, we pay tithes. People got a big problem with that. But you know what? You're not going to see so much giving in all of your life. When this Antichrist spirit takes place, people are going to give everything. You hear me? And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. They're going to supply him whatever he needs. They're going to supply him that he's able to make war. Real Christians will do the same thing. Fake Christians won't. See, they're going to do what you have to do. You know, if God wants to go to war, I'm going to give him whatever he needs. If he needs my hands, my feet, he's got it. If he needs my talent, my time, he's got it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's coming a day when they're going to do the same thing. And that day is real, real, real close. You're going to see all kind of generosity and say, isn't the world a better place? They're probably going to play some of these songs that we've been hearing, you know? We are the world. We are the children. You know what? It's going to rise up. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given unto him. You say power. Power means authority, finance, might and strength. And power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Somebody say all. What does the Bible say? All of those that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man hear, let him hear. Now, Revelation chapter 17, go there. These have one mind. You better take possession of your mind now. You better renew your mind now. You hear what I'm saying? Because that spirit's going to get, you know, all kind of stuff. See, that's why people need to, it's hard to have a renewed mind. Look at the TV. You watch just a regular old comedy network, and boy, you feel like you've been slimed. The cartoon characters are cussing now. You'd think you'd be at a Richard Pryor concert or something like that. You can't watch a cartoon. Every cartoon character's cussing. They're all caring. Every time you turn around, it's Antichrist spirit. Everywhere you go, the devil wants your mind. And if you don't renew your mind with the Word of God, he'll get it. Listen, these have one mind. How did they get one mind? What you put in front of you. I mean, the whole populace of society, people are easily brainwashed to believe anything, to do anything. So say these all have one mind. That's when it gets real dangerous. That's what they had in the Tower of Babel. You get what I'm saying? If one of us can put 1,000 to flight. See, when people get together and really start to figure out there's something to us, or to them, whatever, and they all start to come together. These all have one mind and shall give their power. See, if you're not able to resist certain things now as a believer, don't think you get. That's what they're upset about, because there are going to be some people that stand and won't bow down. They're not expecting some beast, some system, something to be their source. So we say, I won't burn, nor will I bow down. Amen. Listen, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They shall give their power and strength unto the beast. So don't get hung up when God, the Holy Ghost, inconveniences you sometime. Amen. Let them poke fun at you. You know, they poking fun at you because you sitting in church serving God, not doing everything that everybody else is doing. And they think you're missing out on life. Man, you could have this, you could have that. Don't you know what you could do with your time and stuff? They're going to have their stolen. They will give. I mean, it's like the whole world going to become some big cult. Someone say they will give. It said not taken from them. Listen, they will give their power and strength unto the beast. Which you don't give to God, the devil will take. The Bible teaches us, listen, thou art able to keep that which we've entrusted to him. Which you give to God, amen, don't let the devil take. You got to be either hot or cold, amen. You can't be lukewarm. Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. It's only in him that we're secure and safe. We can't make it on our own. Your name's in the book of life, amen, but you don't got a chapter in the Bible saying you're the third party. There's only two sides. God's side and this other side. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords. Why don't you find that out now? Don't wait to find it out when they find it out. That's too late. They're going to do everything. There's going to be a war coming on. But those that get that revelation that he's Lord of lords and King of kings, glory to God. So that's why worship is so important, because we find it out early. We don't have to challenge his authority. We can just yield to it. They will find out that they shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome. Somebody say overcome. That's the final thing that we need to overcome. And they shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called. They that are with him. So say with him. Say it one more time. With him. Say it with him. They that are with him could be you. They that are with him could be you. Now those that it says that he would give them power that he should overcome the saints. Those are the holy pious ones. I believe those are people that weren't raptured. But they could still be saved. When he comes back to make war, we're not waiting for the Calvary to come. We are the Calvary. We're coming back with him. You better study your Bible. If the end is near, before the end comes, the rapture is not the end. It's only the beginning. Glory to God. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called. So say chosen. See, that's what you see. That's how you get people are saved. They got to realize that they're chosen of God. Chosen, somebody say chosen and faith filled. I want you to know right now, the chosen part, God already chose you. That's why you're here. He chose you. He loves you so much, He caused things to go your way that you'd be at the right place at the right time to hear the right word. God chose you. The faithful part, the faith-filled part is your job. When faith responds to the call of God, that's when it happens. That's a whole thesis in and of itself. Amen. But will you be ready? Will you be ready? I believe that we as a body of Christ, that we need to get caught up in God, get rid of all the games, get rid of all the junk. Amen. And get devoted to Jesus Christ more now than ever before. Don't put off for tomorrow what you know you should do today. Hallelujah. I believe you're going to go for it. Hallelujah. Study these things on your own. Study these things on your own and do something about it. And after you study these things, what are you going to do? After you study these things, you're going to turn to a looney tune? No, you're going to do what you should have done all along. Just be saved. Hallelujah. Filled with the Spirit. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you all my strength. I love you with all of my strength, all authority. All honor, glory, authority, and power be unto you. See, now don't you understand those things? Now don't you understand some of those songs? Because that's what it's all about. When I hear all honor, all glory, all power be unto you. Because on the earth, they're going to be giving all their power, all their authority, and all their honor unto the devil. But God, I'm banking on you. Hallelujah. Whatever you want, you got it. Amen. Because you're going to win. You're going to win. And we'll overcome. Lord, we thank you for your people tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for everybody gathered under this room. And we pray that by your anointing, by your power, you would cause this word to go deep within your people, Father God, that they would hear your voice. That's what does it. That they would hear your voice calling them in the night season, God, calling them in the morning, calling them through prophetic preaching to higher things. Letting them know that God has chosen them to live and abide with Him forever. Let them hear that calling. Let them hear this proposition, Father God, to go on to better things. And let them meet that proposition with supernatural faith. Save us. Let there be revival, real revival. Manifest yourself in us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.